Happy Friday. We are here. We've made it to the end of the week. Thank you all for surviving with me for this long. And I appreciate each and every one of you, man, for, you know, sticking with me. From what I checked the old stat sheet, and looks like I got a few new ones. So thank you for choosing me over everybody else, or at least having me in your playlist anyway. Appreciate that. I'm still sulking over the Super Bowl, but I'm slowly getting over it. It's slowly dissipating. I'm getting to the point of being okay. But I'm still pounding the soda pop in grief, you know? That's just, I'll get there. I will be okay. I have a whole off season to be okay. Now I'm just going to turn my attention to the blunder that is the Sacramento Kings. And there you go. And then I'll just have to survive baseball or some shit. I don't know. Man, I keep burping up the Baja. I've been drinking a lot of Baja Blast. I wouldn't recommend it at all, but you know, it tastes good. I have a clip here of Hakeem Jeffries asking a simple question that I will answer for him. And you'll get a kick out of it.
I'm trying to figure out what leverage we actually have. What leverage do we have? They control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It's their government. What leverage do we have?
I have the answer for you, Hakeem. It is simple. They have a 217 to 215 majority in the House. Very slim. Which means if you stick together at 215 and you quietly pick off a Democrat, you can theoretically lock the House, Hakeem. You could do it. And if you want any legislation passed, you might be able to do it by peeling a couple Republicans out. It's very simple. And as far as the Senate goes, it's 53-47. You need a 60-vote threshold to bust through filibusters and other Senate rules. So you could stick together at 47 and not vote for any Republican cause, and those are 53 votes, and then you can perform some filibustering, and you could freeze the Senate for as long as possible. You can even do what some of your colleagues are doing now in holding up some of Trump's nominees until they get concessions out of the Republican Party. There's so much you can do, Hakeem Jeffries. You sound like a very, very defeated minority leader, and you probably should quit. Let's just be real here. You're pathetic, and it's very sad that you have attempted to rip off the Barack Obama cosplaying suit. So, you know, what are you going to do, guy? What are you going to do? All right, there are whistleblowers out there. There are whistleblowers. They're going to expose Donald Trump's investigation into alien life. This is from the Daily Express. And a series of them. Dr. Stephen Greer, a pioneer of the UFO disclosure movement, told the Daily Mail that a set of whistleblowers will partake in the efforts of the Trump administration to share their experiences on working with secret projects. The Trump administration is also allegedly considering executive orders to reveal the government's participation in classified UFO research, he said. However, Elon Musk, the founder of the Department of Government Efficiency and Trump's greatest buddy, has denied the existence of aliens, asserting that he would know if they did via his Starlink satellites orbiting Earth. Scientists have also uncovered a lost city that may prove the existence of alien life. And, of course, he also alleges that the whistleblowers are involved in retrieving alien technology from various crash sites and testing man-made UFOs. that are created by defense contractors under the U.S. government using alien technology. With the new president, I've been working with a number of people close to him, encouraging a number of executive orders to launch this sort of investigation, providing whistleblower protections and actions, Greer told the Daily Mail. I'm fucking all here for it, man. Release the files. Blow the whistles. Let us know what's out there. I'm sure they exist. I mean, we've had, you know, congressional hearings on this. We've had footage. Elon Musk says, I see space all the time and I don't think they exist. Well, whatever, dude. I don't even care. I just show me the fucking bodies. Show me the pictures of the spaceships. Show me the goods. Prove to the world that we have aliens. I would love to fucking see that shit. Let me know in the comments below. Would you want to see the truth? I would fucking love that shit. Why not? Why fucking not? Why not? NBC News, guys. R. Kelly accusers file petitions for the $9 million that he still owes. Several of his victims have filed petitions seeking to collect the more than $9 million still owed after they won a civil judgment against the singer, disgraced singer. It was filed on January 31st in the New York County Supreme Court. Names Kelly's accusers, Lizette Martinez and Lisa Van Allen, and Faith Rogers as petitioners, along with Kelly Rogers, Roderick Gartrell, and Jim Pratt. In August of 2023, a judgment was entered against Kelly totaling $10 million, which was to be paid to the petitioners, the court filing stated, but the petitioners claimed that they have not been paid, and the singer was sentenced to 20 years in prison for federal child sex crimes in Chicago in February 23, and 30 years in New York for federal racketeering and sex trafficking conviction of 2022. The filing says that in December, lawyers for the petitioners received a check of a little more than $200,000 and that it only paid off approximately 82 days of interest on Kelly's liability under the judgment. After applying for the $200,000 recovered by petitioners, the balance is $9,937,000 worth of interest, the filing has stated. An attorney for Kelly could not be reached for comment, of course. The filing also names Donald Russell, Universal Music Publishing, Inc., and other companies as defendants. Universal Music Publishing and attorneys for Russell could also not be reached for comment. I don't know how you're going to get this money, guys. He's in jail. Everything is locked up. He's probably blown most of his money on legal fees. You might be able to get it from the music publisher itself, but I call this a lost cause. I mean, you're going to fight. I'm good on it, you know, but this shit is gone, kids. You're never going to see it. Don't plan on it. R. Kelly ain't going to, be working anytime soon. He is in there for at least 30 fucking years. Just call it a loss, man. I know it's $9 million, but he ain't getting it to you at all. European law is fucking goofy. I don't know how they do this shit. I don't know how they manage this shit. I just don't. It's fucking weird to me. But according to the Telegraph, you can get let off the hook for crimes if you claim that you're poor as a mitigating factor. It's very interesting. The Justice Minister has called for an overhaul of guidelines that require judges to consider more lenient sentences for offenders with deprived backgrounds after a drug-dealing couple was spared jail time. Dr. Karen Mullen urged Lord Hermer, what I love the most is that the attorneys are called lords. Lord Hermer, Attorney General to incre- I mean, they still cling, which is crazy to me, that these guys still cling to that period of time. Lords, queens, kings, princes, like the monarchy will not die. And it's amazing that they cling to it. I mean, we have blown well past that shit just in evolution of the species. Like, I it may have been relevant in the medieval times, you know, the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th century, things like that. But, I mean, God, dude, like, we're still holding these shit? Like, let's, you know, the white, they're still wearing the white wigs. It's fucking goofy. It's one of the weirdest shit that I have ever seen. Now, all my European listeners that are out there, explain why that is. Because again, I find it weird. I find it goofy. But please explain to me why that's still relevant in 2025. Excuse me. Comment below, man. I'd love to know. So basically, Lord Hermer has been urged to increase the unduly lenient sentences of two drug dealers let off jail after citing poverty as a reason for their crimes. Dr. Mullen said it was an insult to millions of hardworking low-income families that the Class A drug dealers should have escaped with a two-year suspended sentence after claiming poverty as a mitigating factor. He has referred the case to Lord Hermer under the unduly lenient sentencing guidelines for them to be reconsidered by the Court of Appeal and potentially increased to a full prison term for both offenders. Emily Icken and Jake Redfern were sentenced last week after being convicted of dealing drugs and possession of an offensive weapon following a raid on their home in March of 2023. The couple dealt ecstasy, ketamine, cocaine, and cannabis and were spared jail and instead given suspended sentences of 2 years. Recommended. The judge looked at softer sentences for deprived criminals. Their lawyer told the court that the parents did not feel they had any other alternative than to embark on this enterprise, as Redfern was unemployed and Etkin's wage was minimal. Gurjit Singh, the lawyer representing both drug dealers, said their absence would also have a devastating impact on their one-year-old son, as well as Redfern's two other children. Their escape from prison follows changes in sentencing council guidance published last year for the first time, especially guys, I had to scratch my fucking leg. It was itching and I fucking dropped something. So I should probably read this paragraph again. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, and action. Their escape from prison follows changes in sentencing council guidance published last year, which for the first time spelt out that courts should consider mitigating factors before passing sentencing. According to the guidance, these mitigating factors included poverty, low education, experiencing of discrimination, and insecure housing. So in Europe, I can say that I'm poor, and that's what led me to crime, and they could suspend my sentence. And I'm glad that this Dr. Mullins is asking for a review of this, because this is kind of weird. Of course, I agree with the doctor here. He said that the idea that someone should be given a softer sentence because they turned to crime instead of working and earning an honest living is absolutely repugnant. Someone who can acquire and sell multiple different Class A drugs could obviously have chosen instead to put their efforts into an actual job. The sentencing council was wrong to introduce this measure into our justice system in the first place, and they should urgently review it so that we don't see other criminals get these sentences. And of course, the quote continues, Class A drug dealers cause misery and destroy lives both directly and through the crime they encouraged from addicts. They should not be able to escape jail. We have to stop this excusing of criminality. I completely agree. I think it's bullshit, but this is Europe and this is how they operate. Because if you ruin the lives of people, you should not get a get out of jail free card because you chose to be in that position. I know that there's a lot of like shit out there saying, you know, well, we do have environmental factors, socioeconomic factors, blah, blah, blah. You could say all that shit all day long, but it does come down to choice. You could still, you may struggle, but you could still choose to get a job and pay the rent and buy the food and live honestly and live for your children, knowing that you did it the right way when they get older. You know you did it the right way. When you choose to do the opposite of that, you should not be rewarded. You should be punished. And what the justice system in Europe is doing is they're just patting them on the back and sending them on their way so that they can continue to be those people that destroy lives. And they should fix it. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think it should be changed. Excuse me. And I really do feel that way. All right. All right. It is Friday. And let me get a swig here real quick. There we go. It is Friday, and I have an announcement regarding Monday's show. It is possible that on Monday there may not be an episode because this weekend I will be at a wedding and doing some stuff out there in regards to that. So I'll be with the family. I'll be getting all that done, and there probably won't be a show on Monday, but there will be resuming everything on Tuesday. Also, kids, this is Friday. And Friday is Valentine's Day. For those of you that have a loved one, make sure you acknowledge their existence. Give them a hug, give them a kiss, tell them you love them, say, you know, appreciate you, you know, get them one of them cards, professing your love, flowers, I don't know. All those things, let's just say. Appreciate what you guys have, because it can all go away tomorrow. And that, guys, is Friday. Happy Valentine's to everybody. And I will see you guys on Tuesday. Have a day.
I want to break your soul into